People with autism have long found it difficult to enter the workforce, but with the help of tailored programs and some NDIS funding, that's changing. Samantha Donovan met the participants of a course run by a company that's aiming to have 12,000 Australians with autism start careers by 2025.
My name is Liam Ash. I'm a 24-year-old job seeker who's recently graduated an associate degree of information technology at RMIT University here in Melbourne. Graduated that in November, so I've been looking for jobs for 3 or 4 months.
Liam Ash has autism. He's taking part in a course run by Specialistern Australia to help him find a job.
Mainly it's because I want to put my skills to work. I don't want to just sit around home surviving just on government donations.
Job interviews, he thinks, might pose particular challenges.
We aren't that good at body language cues compared to the average person, so even though we're paying attention to someone and responding to their questions, we might be a bit too blunt in our answers. We might not exaggerate ourselves a bit like most people tend to do in that area. Or we might be looking out the window and not paying attention.
Specialistern Australia helps companies recruit people with autism. Jason White is its employment services manager.
You can really harness some unique talents. Some of the more widely understood characteristics, things like high level attention to detail, the ability to recognise patterns very well, that's kind of lend itself to opportunities for autistic people in the IT technology space, particularly around data analytics and cyber security. But we're finding that you can actually tailor it so that you can find these specific talents that fit really well across a variety of different jobs.
What do you need to tell employers about how to best manage people with autism?
Things like making sure that there's consistency in the language that you use, there's consistency in the way that you give guidance and direction to your employees, that you, instead of just giving verbal directions to someone or verbal cues to someone about what to do, don't just assume that everyone's going to be able to process those verbal cues. Like, people do have diverse learning styles, and people on the autism spectrum are certainly in that group. So it's about just having a flexible approach to, nurturing your employees so you can harness the best of them.
My name is Ben Henson, and I have a diploma in IT networking, specialising in cloud technologies.
Ben Henson wants a job so he can have personal and financial independence.
Well, I do enjoy repetitive tasks and tasks that require an eye for detail. Reliability and being on time is something we have on our side.
What would you like prospective employers to know about people with autism?
To give them a go and just be patient and explain things in a way that makes sense, then there'll be no confusion between what task was given and what the actual and how to do the task. It's just like everyone else who hasn't got autism looking for work, but you've got a few more things in your way.
Job seeker Ben Henson ending Samantha Donovan's report.